That's right. Solar seismologists may be able to improve space weather forecasts. Now, the sun isn't something you look at very often, with good reason. It could damage your eyes. But we normally think of it as a uniform yellow disk. But actually, it's a very dynamic place with incredibly violent weather. Magnetic storms form on the surface, reducing convection and forming slightly cooler, so darker areas we call sunspots. Now, these would just be an interesting phenomenon if it wasn't for the fact these sunspots can develop into solar flares and coronal mass ejections, which are huge explosions on the surface of the sun, which can hurl high-energy particles out into the solar system. And if these hit the Earth, they can damage satellites, distort the Earth's magnetic field, and generate enough current in power systems to melt power transformers.
There is quite an amazing story going back to the 1800s, the mid-1800s, and the Carrington affair of the astronomer Richard Carrington, who was one of the first to spot the biggest sunspot ever spotted on the surface of the sun, which was associated with the sky turning red and telegraph stations all over the world caught fire, people got electrocuted. It was an incredible sight, and it was all because of a massive sunspot.
It could be really quite serious stuff. So predicting this space weather is very important. And up until now, this has been based on what you can see on the surface of the sun. But Stathis Ioannidis and colleagues at Stanford University have been studying seismic waves on the surface of the sun, essentially sun quakes. Obviously, we can't put seismologists on the surfaces of the sun, but the SOHO spacecraft has cameras which are sensitive to tiny changes in the wavelength of the light given off, and this is due to Doppler effect.
So they can see vibrations. So as the surface of the sun vibrates in and out a little bit, you see the light change its wavelength very slightly.
That's exactly it. And so by taking a kind of a snapshot of a big area of the sun, you can then build up a picture of how it's moving, and you can see seismic waves moving across the surface of the sun. Now, they've discovered that before a sunspot emerges on the surface, the magnetic field which creates it forms deep within the sun. And this rises up, and they discovered that this forms a series of kind of waves on the surface of the sun, which seem to be created about 40 to 70,000 kilometres down. And if you kind of work out their very characteristic pattern, and if you see them, you can predict that in about a day's time there's going to be a sunspot emerging on the surface.
So they're a sort of ripple which is presaging what's going to form there later. And at the time you've got those ripples, the sun isn't doing anything harmful. But by the time those ripples turn into a full-blown sunspot, then you could potentially have some trouble.
That's right. I mean, I think actually predicting whether a sunspot's going to produce a large coronal mass ejection is probably still something they're working on. But this obviously gives them more information to work on and a slightly more warning.
The obvious question, though, Dave, is it's all very well being able to predict these things, but if we can tell one is coming, what can we do about it?
Well, I mean, things like satellites can put themselves into modes where they're less likely to be damaged and less likely to be confused by strange signals coming from these particles. And power systems can be ready to flip the trip switches if you get big DC currents going around them and causing complete havoc.
Let's hope it doesn't happen again too soon. Not during the Naked Scientist, anyway. We don't want any havoc during our show.